Good morning and shalom. We are delighted before the presence of God because we know that the Word of God brings light into our lives. We are still in the book of Esther, and the last session we studied Esther chapter number 4 from verses 1 all the way to 11, where Mordecai was trying to remind Esther what was going on outside there. And the last phrase, especially in verses 11, Esther is telling Mordecai how difficult it is legally for her to be able to approach the king, because the law was, if you approach the king without being called, you are going to put yourself into a risk of death, unless the king holds out to him the golden scepter, so that somebody may live. Now that was the law. And so she was unwilling to risk her comfort, her position, because legally that's how it was. And this session, we want to look at a few things. And number one, we want to see how Esther was able to move from the position of safety and comfort to a position of surrendered will to the sovereignty of God, to the purposes of God, how she was able to make decision that would really jeopardize or risk her life. And we want to see what is it that she required. And so in this state, Mordecai realized that Esther was not willing to do that. And Mordecai revealed to Esther the truth. And the truth was, Esther, even if you do not go, and there, and remember here they're sending one of the servant of Esther, said, and Mordecai said, do not think that because you are in the king's house, you alone of all the Jews will escape. I think that was a very key statement. Because now Mordecai is also reminding Esther that there is a legal document written out there, which you are not aware of. And that legal document have stated that all Jews will be killed, and you are a Jew. And the fact that you're in the king's house, don't you think that you alone are going to escape? And if you remain silent at this time, is Mordecai putting sense in Esther? Relief and deliverance for the Jews will arise from another place. But you and your father's family will perish. And who knows but what you have come to your royal position for such a time as this. I think that was very, very great way for a mentor to keep reminding us the position that we are in. It is very possible, there's a possibility that many times when we develop all advance in our positions, and when we grow financially, and when success, we grow in success, there's a possibility for losing the sight of the bigger picture. And many people have done that. And that's why we said it is always good to make sure that you're connected to a mentor who knew you when you grow up. Somebody who can just tell you things as they are. And so Mordecai was there for Esther, and he reminded Esther, Esther, look, you're in this position. Who knows whether God put you for such a time as this? And it's good to for the people who are already in position of power in a family. I want us to know that God has praised us for such a time as now. There'll come a time that a position that the position that you are in, God is going to use it. Remember, in this book, we are looking at how God uses ordinary things, ordinary position, including beauty. God used the beauty of Esther to put her in the position of power. This lady was just an orphan. She could not even have been as learned as maybe others in the city of Susa or the citadel of Susa. She was not even a Persian by nationality. She was a Jew. A Jew was hated by the rest of the people. But look, God used the beauty of this girl who was an orphan, who was a foreigner. And God used it to put her in the position of power. So God has put us in position in the families, in our offices, in our school, in the places of work, in the government, in the marketplace for such a time as this. That is good for us to understand. But what is it that Esther just required for her to be able to move from the position of fear to the position of boldness, to the position of surrendered to God's will? Two things. She said, then Esther sent this message to Mordecai. Go gather together all the Jews who are in Susa and fast for me. Do not eat or drink for 3 days, nights. For 3 days, night and day. I and my attendant will fast as you do. When this is done, I will go to the king, even though it's against the law. And if I perish, I perish. So Mordecai went away and carried out all of Esther's instruction. Now let's look at the second major thing in this section about the power of corporate fasting, the power of corporate spiritual discipline. Remember, we are looking at the principles of how to approach the throne. We are talking about the principles of intercessory, the principles of advocacy. Now, this book is more about those principles of advocacy, how you can advocate for others. And one of the things that we learn here is to engage in corporate fasting. We want to know that as God's people find themselves in as minority believers in or within or among majority unbelievers, let's get to know that there is power in corporate fasting, fasting together. Esther asked for 3 days fasting for her, and she told Mordecai, then go fast for me, you and all the people in Susa. Fast for me 3 days. Do not eat or don't drink, night and day. And I and my maidens here, and those with me and my attendants, we also fast. And thereafter, I will go to the king. You see, there's the power of fasting together. Of course, fasting goes together with prayer. Because fasting is about release of chains, is breaking the bonds of the enemy, is loosing the chain of those that are bound, is positioning ourselves before God, is changing our hearts. Prayer is not about changing. Prayer and fasting is not about changing the heart of God. It's about changing us to position ourselves before God. And Esther, by this time, she said, I will go. Even if I perish, I perish. By this time, she had already sacrificed. She has surrendered to God. Some people say that When you get to this point, you are already dead by yourself. You have resigned to God, and you are no longer living. Christ lives in you. May God give us to this position where Esther was able to Zaleda. Let's come together for fasting. Let's pray together. Let's fast together. Let's understand that God has called us even to this position so that we can be able to advocate for others. This book is about advocating for the people's rights, that you want to appear before those people who are in position of power. Let's exercise fasting, because fasting positions you before the heavenly government before you appear before the earthly government. Lord, help us to position ourselves before the heavenly government to meet with God, to meet with you, so that you can help us, Lord, to meet with the people of the world. Give us boldness. Help us to transit from this state of fear to state of courage, the state of trust in God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.